Pod Quiz 1065. Hello, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1065. Before we start, I'd like to thank Al, who came up with the idea for round one this week, which he dedicates to Kathy.
Round one.
We'll start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, you need to spot the odd one out of those pieces of music.
Question one. Question two.
A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife.
Had a strange look on his face.
Question three.
The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave."
Question four.
Mary, Mary, where are you going to? Mary, Mary, can I go to? This one thing I would buy you. I'd rather die than to live without you.
Question five.
So, as I've up with this variety of music round, I need you to spot the odd one out of those four.
Round two.
Round two is on Bach.
Question six.
Which spice, often added to dessert dishes to complement apple, is made from the bark of a tree in the laurel family?
Question 7.
Which of the following is the outermost part of bark? Cortex, periderm, or phloem?
Question 8.
Cork is made from the bark of the tree Quercus suba, which has which common name?
Question 9.
Which thin-leaved deciduous hardwood tree has thin, papery, white bark that is good for use as tinder, as it does not soak up water?
Question 10.
The bark of which tree was used for many years as a means of reducing fever, and was later discovered to contain salicylic acid, a precursor to aspirin?
Round three.
Round three is on literature. You're about to hear five short clips from Shakespeare plays, and for each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the play.
Question 11.
She did commend thy yellow stockings of late. She did wish to see thee ever cross-gartered. And in this, she manifests herself to my love. I thank my stars. I'm happy. I will be strange stout in yellow stockings and cross-gartered even with the swiftness of putting on.
Question 12.
All the world's a stage. And all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man, in his time, plays many parts. His acts being seven ages.
Question 13.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them.
Question 14.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this sun of York. And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean, buried.
Question 15.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title.
Round 4.
The final round this week is science and technology.
Question 16.
Which planet has 274 known moons, including Titan and Rhea, and is best known for its rings of ice particles and rock?
Question 17.
Which of the following is the SI unit of electrical resistance? Is it ampere, ohm, or volt?
Question 18.
Although invented in the Netherlands, which popular programming language is named after a 1960s British TV comedy series?
Question 19.
Which chemical element with the symbol Fe is, by mass, the most common element on Earth?
Question 20.
Which is the heaviest internal organ of the human body? I should be back in just 1 minute for the answers after Barkatron 5000 by Bad Ronald.
Winter rough or a sideboard pup. Last year's model didn't bark enough. The new release comes with a leash, titanium collar and removable teeth. Sit, stay, roll over and beg. Barkatron 5000 won't hump your leg. Electrical kills ticks and fleas. Bionic nose that sniffs out disease. There's one bug you cannot ignore. Barkatron 5000 drags his ass across the floor. Barkatron 5000. Barkatron 5000. Barkatron 5000.
Now, Barkatron, the answers.
Number one was Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Number two was The Wind Cries Mary by Jimi Hendrix.
And the wind that cries.
Number three was Lucille by Kenny Rogers.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. see you.
Number four was Mary Mary by The Monkees.
Mary Mary, where are you going to?
And number five, the odd one out, was the Kenny Rogers song, number three, because all of the others had Mary in the title of the song.
Round two.
Round two was on bark, and the answer to number six, the spice that is made from bark is cinnamon. Number seven, the outermost part of bark is the periderm. Number nine, the common name for Quercus suba is cork oak. Number seven, that hardwood tree with papery white bark used for tinder is birch. And number 10, the bark of the willow tree contains salicylic acid.
Round 3.
Round 3 was on literature, and the answer to number 11 was Twelfth Night. Number 12 was As You Like It. Number 13 was Hamlet. Number 14 was Richard III. And number 15 was Romeo and Juliet.
Without that title.
Round 4.
Round 4 was on science and technology, and the answer to number 16, the planet with rings of ice particles, is Saturn. Number 17, the SI unit of electrical resistance is the ohm. Number 18, the programming language named after a British TV comedy series is Python, after Monty Python's Flying Circus. Number 19, the most common element on Earth by mass is iron. And number 20, the heaviest internal organ is the liver. That's it for Pod Quiz 1065. Thank you very much for listening. We have just one message this week. Birthday greetings to Charlotte, love from her sister Claire and all the Jeffers. Okay, I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. If you can't wait until then, there is an archive of old quizzes on the website, www.podquiz.com. Bye now.